Inc. I have 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I want to give you a monthly report for January 2020. Our revenues at the end of the month was $1,753,027.88. The expenditures in GCR is $898,709.19. Everything is, I don't have any other comments other than that. Do you guys have any questions in regards to the first month? All right.
I don't.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 457977 through 457996 and checks number 457998 through 458039 and check number 457902, warrants 7352 through 7356, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 457997.
Is that 997 or 977? I've got
4997. She did that. It's 4997.
Okay. Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just to be safe, move to approve transfer. Whenever the motion was stated, I think it just said journal entry. It didn't say transfer. What we actually have there is a transfer.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I just didn't want that to cause a problem later on today.
Transfer from road and bridge to building and grounds.
Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes, February 3rd, 2020, and February 5th, 2020.
Move to approve February 3rd, 2020, and February 5th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Checkbook program discussion.
Good morning, Commissioner. It was, we got a phone call about, from the state treasurer's office in regards to kind of a platform idea of what they're trying to get on websites, on the state rep website or county website. I sent you guys a link in regards to a little bit more of a discussion in regards to where what they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to kind of get a more detailed expenditures throughout each county, and basically the same idea as just a checkbook. And they were requesting to gather our general ledger data, and we were bringing this forth to the commission in regards to if this is something that this commission would like to go ahead and do, or if there is any questions you guys had in regards to the information that was sent to you.
They're trying to get it fixed so they don't go live.
Right now they said they picked like 25 counties to try to get it going and just to kind of see how it works. I asked them the purpose of it, and he said more transparency and to maybe help the legislators make decisions. He and really wasn't very clear as to their purpose. But
is this the Department of Revenue?
No, this is
Treasurer.
the State Treasurer's Office.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did look, what was that? Was it Cass County?
They had the Ohio, Cass County
already does it kind of like on their website through their auditor's office.
I think, yeah, it was Cass
County. But it's on their own through the county itself, okay. Showing like their checkbook, and yeah. Does give a lot of good information. But they're wanting to do that on the state so anybody can go look at all the counties right there on the state website.
And basically it's showing all the expenditures that happened, gives a diagram of...
they wanted to know like the fund name, the date, the account it's coming out of, like, for the purpose of it. Like one was advertising, one said police, and then they also want the vendor name. There. And the dollar amount, of course.
If we went to trial like Cass County, our auditor could put it on our side and see how it worked. I mean, it'd have to be, have it formatted. I mean, the budget, is the budget on the?
The budget's on there, the website.
And it's an itemized budget? And it's a complete budget?
It does exactly how our budget was presented. And
okay. And what would it give that our budget doesn't give on the website?
All the vendor.
It'll give the vendor.
Oh, all the vendors too?
Yeah.
The dollar. Every dollar. Check to every vendor that we have.
Oh.
It'll be our
but pretty much our accounts payable will be on there. And we don't actually have a report right now that would give exactly what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have to have our programmer make a report for that.
So it would be an expense the first time to create it.
Unless we just use the one that we kind of, that we already have, and that they would be okay with that. But it just wouldn't be exactly how they wanted it. But we could either offer that or say, you know, we're not going to pay for programming for it.
And who would be responsible for checking to see that it was accurate that's on the state website?
I guess it would be either, most likely be my department.
Mm-hmm. If it's something you want to think about and get back with us, and I just told him, when we talked to him the other day, we told him we wouldn't have to run it by the commission before we could give out that information.
And it would be under, with commission approval to be able to do that. So we wanted to make sure to bring it forth to you guys before if that would be the decision.
I'm trying to figure out, is this just easier access to the data, which is fine, but I'm missing...
Well, it's more information than what is on it now, if they're going to the vendors and stuff.
Well, but the information's available to anybody. I mean,
that's what we asked, and we were...
It's already available. It's just it puts it in a... But then I guess my question would be is, how much does it cost to do it? And
they said to put it on their website, it wouldn't cost anything because it's something they're trying to get established and try to get. But there is a cost to everything, including what they said we'll have to get our programmers to try to
get the
information,
be...
and then my time as well to verify that everything that they're putting in is accurate.
I would assume we would send it in like some type of PDF file to where
they couldn't change it.
It would have to be exactly.
Well, but then who's going to do the
entering the data?
I say who's going to do the data entry? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it'd be like a CSV file. Mm-hmm. But even then, those numbers could get changed. Because that way you wouldn't have duplication of data entry. And if it's something they're trying to, if they're doing the data entry, eventually there's going to be a charge for it. They're not going to continue to do it for nothing.
Well, if they get it the format that they want it, then they could just insert it in the file. It shouldn't have to be a... but it is more information now. Some of that, like the vendors and stuff, they do a public service request. It's all public information available, but we do not have one file that puts all that in there, right?
I say for us to compile everything, that would take quite a bit of
programming.
Do you know how many counties are doing it?
They're trying to do 25 counties right now. I guess there was talk in the state in regards to try to get this information more and easily accessible, and that's why they're going forth with this and seeing if this might help the people that are needing this information. I'm not exactly 100% sure. Melanie said, if you guys wanted to look into it or if you need us to look into anything else, we do have the gentleman's name on the email that was sent, and I can resend that if you need to. If you guys wanted to call and find a little bit more information out for questions you guys have or whatever you guys need from us.
Well, what came to me is, like, if all that is there then, and they would have instructions on how you sorted it to how to get it out, then whenever a clerk's office got a sunshine request for some things I can think of, they would direct them to that site, and then they would sort it from what is there. If they're going to have the information on there, they'll have to have a means to sort it for it to be accessible to the individual. But you got a lot of people hands handling it right now. I'd like to see them get it. It's an experiment right now to get it up. And
I'd like to see a few other counties. I don't want to be the guinea pig. I don't want to be the first. I think there's other.
She just wants to.
So we can look at it as time goes and.
Not do. Just let them know that we are going to just.
I just keep an eye on it and see if something we want to look into in the future.
Okay. I will let them know.
That right now we don't have the accounting system. Our program is not set to furnish that.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks.